I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. So where in Canada did a women's-only pharmacy open its doors this week? That's our GeoQuiz question today. Vancouver is the answer. Lou's Pharmacy is the name of the place. Now, the media in Canada have dubbed it North America's first pharmacy just for women. It's operated by the Vancouver Women's Health Collective. Karen Duncan is the group's executive director. So, Karen, what's the point in opening a pharmacy for women only?
For almost 40 years now, we've been working with women around their health care. And a couple of years ago, we explored the opportunities of owning and operating a women's pharmacy, and women were excited by the idea and felt that coming to a women-only pharmacy was a way for them to have greater control and ease around their health care.
Around their health care and around the neighborhood, tell us where the pharmacy is.
In the downtown east side, it's a neighborhood that's very mixed. There is open drug use in the neighborhood. There are many folks who obviously have mental health issues and are living in extreme poverty. There are also lots of artists in the neighborhood. I live in this neighborhood and have for 10 years. I would never frequent a pharmacy in the downtown east side because I just don't like the nature of the pharmacies. There's plexiglass that divides the pharmacist from the patient. They're not always very clean. They're just not very pleasant places.
So how is this one different?
The most common thing people say when they do walk in the doors is, oh my, this isn't a pharmacy like any other pharmacy I've ever been to. It's beautiful, white, feminine. There's a large, welcoming reception area. There is no physical barrier between the pharmacist and the patient. And then you can walk further into the back of our space, and we have a full women's health resource center here, and it's all focused on women and women's health.
By the way, is this a nonprofit?
You bet. What this is a social enterprise. Every cent that we make will cover the cost of running the pharmacy, and then the surplus will be invested in offering services through our organization for the women in the neighborhood.
Let me look at it from the other direction. There presumably are a lot of men in the neighborhood who are not drug users, who do not put people in danger when they stand in line at a place like a pharmacy. What about them?
This is a women's pharmacy, and I would say if men want a men's pharmacy, then they should invest the energy and set one up.
Barring
them from doing the same thing that we've done.
You said if men want their own pharmacy, they can open one. But if there was a men's-only pharmacy, wouldn't there be an outcry, maybe even on behalf of your Women's Health Collective?
I don't like that gender politics thing. You know, we want to focus on serving women and making and helping women to have healthier lives.
Yeah.
I don't see why this is threatening for men. My feeling is that healthy women make healthy communities, and I think a lot of men support us in what we're doing.
Have any men knocked on the door?
I haven't had a single man knock on the door, say, fill my prescription. Not that that won't happen and that I won't be outside having a chat with him, but I think if we can have the conversation, people will understand and support us.
All right. Karen Duncan, the executive director of Vancouver Women's Health Collective, which operates the newly opened Lou's Pharmacy. Thanks a lot, Karen.
Thank you very much.